You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Ron Hamilton. Bring us an update on your life.
So sure, in 1999, after many concussions in high school, so 20 years after high school, I was diagnosed with what was called Chiari malformation. Of course, it still is. And Chiari malformation is when your brain is actually forced out of, part of your brain is forced out of your skull through your spinal cord hole. And it was pressing on my spinal cord and closing it off. So it was slowly killing me. And I had brain surgery at that time. And from then till now, we thought that all the symptoms I was having, because they were so similar to the symptoms I had prior to the surgery, we thought the symptoms I was having after the surgery, post-surgery, were from the Chiari malformation. But then we started noticing changes about, two or three years ago that, instead of my arms feeling like a tingling sensation or my legs feeling like a tingling sensation, it was more of a trembling sensation. And was having pain throughout my body, and my writing became different, and my memory started having a lot of problems, and a lot of stumbling, shuffling. When I would walk, when I would walk, one arm would swing and the other arm would not swing. And it was at the 2016 Motherlode Fair. I was running the swine show with my daughter and another a young lady. And when I went to write something, suddenly my hand would not do what my mind was telling it to do. It was just a scribbled mass. So I went to the doctors and I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Are some days more painful than others?
Yeah, what people don't realize is 65 to 80% of people who are diagnosed with Parkinson's, their first symptom is pain. And that pain is because Parkinson's, you lose dopamine in your body, and the rigidness and the stiffness that is caused in your body's muscles, and then that trembling, it can cause a lot of pain on your joints and muscles, that constant trembling. And so one of the first things I noticed was indeed the pain. And the other thing I think it's important to understand is every Parkinson's patient has different symptoms, and every Parkinson's patient, it's different from day to day. Some deal with depression, some deal with loneliness, some deal with pain, some deal with the trembles. There's four stages of Parkinson's, and each stage is defined by what symptoms you're holding. So many people in this community don't understand Parkinson's. They don't, because they don't know. What they don't know is there's 300 people in Tuolumne County with Parkinson's. What they don't know is what causes Parkinson's, what are the symptoms of Parkinson's. Can Parkinson's kill you? And so I decided, as part of my therapy and to educate my friends and family about Parkinson's, was to write a daily blog, which right away I realized that I could not talk about my journey through Parkinson's without talking about my family and my community that helps me through this disease, but also talk about the faith and the walk that I have with Christ that helps me through this disease. And what we really were struck by was that 3,000 people a day are reading my blog, which we never thought that could happen. And so as we move along, it's been exciting to see the people that are on my journey with me.
The Sonora Area Foundation has decided to team up with you. Can you tell us about what the Sonora Area Foundation is doing?
We decided that a great avenue to put our efforts was to create a foundation called Peaceful Journey. It's the Peaceful Journey, the Ronald M. Hamilton Parkinson's Foundation, and it is to assist people in Tuolumne County and their families who are struggling with Parkinson's disease. But as we met with Sonora Foundation, the first realization was we don't have $5,000 to start the account. And so we prayed about it, we talked about it, and then we met with Daryl Slocum again. And what's been amazing is, since we announced this, so many people have stepped up to put money into that fund, and it's just been an overall amazing blessing. And I think really the most important thing to share with this community is Peaceful Journey, the Ronald M. Hamilton's Parkinson's Foundation, is not for the Hamilton family to benefit from. Matter of fact, Krishna and I will never see a penny of the money that's donated. It all goes straight into Sonora Area Foundation. There is a committee of members who will determine each month who that money goes to, and it will never go to the Hamilton family. Instead, it will go to a assist people in this community who may have to go out of town for a Parkinson's doctor's appointment and can't afford the hotel room or the gas or the meals that go with that, because the cost just adds up so quickly each month. Or it may assist a Parkinson's patient who needs a little bit of extra money to buy that walker or that scooter or, you know, whatever it is they need. So it's for medical non-medical assistance for people who are fighting Parkinson's and the Parkinson's partners that are teaming up to help them.
Tell me about the dinner that is coming up on Saturday, March 31st.
You know, this came about in a really just amazing way. And it's Saturday, March 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sonora Moose Lodge. And it's a dinner to help put money in that account and to raise awareness of Parkinson's disease in Tuolumne County. It's a barbecued chicken dinner with music and a silent auction, and there's going to be gift drawings and all the funds, all the money goes straight to the Sonora Area Foundation and into the Ronald M. Hamilton's Parkinson's Foundation called Peaceful Journey.
How much are the tickets?
$10, and you can get them by calling 588-3848.
Will tickets also be available at the door, or do you want advanced reservations?
You know, they will be available at the door, but so that we can make sure we have enough food, because there's been so much interest in this event that we'd really like to know as many in advance as possible.
If a person brings a check, who do they make the check out to?
They would make it out to Sonora Area Foundation, and in the memo, they would write Peaceful Journey, or if they'd like to make a donation, they could do the same thing at Sonora Area Foundation, would go right into this foundation and support the Ronald M. Hamilton Parkinson's Foundation.
And that is Saturday, March 31st, 4 through 7 p.m., at the Sonora Moose Lodge. Ron, while I have you here, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think the biggest thing is I really want people in the community to be aware that there are so many with Parkinson's, and a lot of those people cannot get out and about their homes, and they need Parkinson's partners to even just call and check in on them or take them to a movie or to dinner so they get out of the house and help fight that depression that so often attacks people with Parkinson's.
Always good to see you. I will see you Saturday, March 31st.
It's awesome, Mark. Thank you very much.